It's Laura Molitor here. I'm your host of this weekly Divine Purpose Insights podcast. I'm a divine purpose coach and spiritual activist. You can find out more about me at my website, beingfreenow.com. I hope you'll subscribe to this program if you like what you hear and share with others as you feel led to do so. A thought came to me the other night out of the blue. Be a first responder. Well, thanks. That's a nice idea, and it's certainly something that feels noble and good. I really respect those individuals that are first on the scene of a trauma or an accident or any occurrence, large or small, that might find people in need or there be a threat to life or property. It brings tears of gratitude to my eyes and a warm place in my heart at the willingness and ability of people to jump into danger or just be at the ready for whatever's needed, and to do it with expertise and care and compassion without complaint. It's a real inspiration. But what else does that really have to do with me? The first thing I was reminded of, and I'm sure you all have circumstances like this as well, is that there have been times in your life where you've been a first responder. In my practice of being a spiritual healer, I've been called to respond quickly to people in a state of panic or emergency. I've been at the ready to take their call and to do my best to calm them, to share healing truth, and follow up with prayer and support. Felt good to think again about that and to realize I was a first responder in those situations. But it also made me think that there was something I might be missing about this whole idea that I was ready to hear and to understand better, and the reason why those words popped into my head. And by doing this, I was hoping that in listening to this, that I might be able to respond with more willingness and with wisdom every day, and not just at those times that I was called on. So the idea that came to me that opened this all up for me a little bit more is what I want to share with you today the most. To be a first responder is to first respond to God. It's to first listen to what God has to say in a situation, or even just in our moment-by-moment experience, and then let our thoughts and actions be revealed from the standpoint of the guidance and assurances that we receive. When we turn to God first, we find peace and not panic. We find clarity and not confusion. We also, when we turn to God first, are able to respond to a need that we might not have originally even seen. It might not have been obvious. We find that we know where we need to be and when, and that we are useful in that situation and timely, and that we're called to do something that might be quite natural for us to do. Jesus always responded to God first, and he made no bones about declaring that fact. He repeatedly said that he went to the Father first, sought his answers there, and expressed his power to heal by his conscious awareness of God's presence, God's voice, God's wisdom, God's direction, God's saving word to each circumstance. We can see that Jesus, as well as many other prophets throughout the ages, sought God first and then were led to the scene where healing could occur, where beautiful demonstrations could be made. The conscious and willing and trusting listening to God first made Jesus aware of the need at hand, and he was then ready to heal and save. He didn't even need a person to inform him that there was an individual there that needed health and was receptive to the Christ. He knew it, and he was there responding to God's direction and bringing with him the authority that that divine guidance gave him to do the good that he was able to do on the scene. Maybe we can think of our own thought as a kind of station house where we're ready for the call to action. When our consciousness is attuned to God's channel, so to speak, we hear what's needed and when and where. We also can recognize when we are to be still, to wait, or maybe to allow another to address a need or to take their own course of action on their own behalf. We can listen with expectation first to God, not only in times of emergency, but every day, In those days when we're not sure of where we need to be or what we need to know, we can first respond to God, turn to Him with an open mind and heart, and see what He'd like us to see or feel or discover or do. This first response may not immediately give us human steps, but it will likely give us a good place to start, a foundation, more peace, and a wonderful release of control to God, who's governing not only our lives, but the lives of others with whom we may be called to interact, to help, or even to be helped by. This thought can be helpful to us, too, when we're interacting with others and we feel like we want to react to something that has been said to us or about us or done to us. Our first human response may be to be defensive or hurt or to lash back or fall apart or whatever. This initial reaction may seem like all we can do, but it would behoove us to try to respond first to God before we react to man. We can do our best to take a pause and see what God has to say about what's really going on, to give us a clearer thought on what we might do or not do. Jesus kept silent often, and it didn't mean he was being a doormat. He knew what he was doing because he knew what served God. And so the situation was good for him and for everyone else and for the higher goal when he maintained silence in certain situations. So when we first respond to God, even if it is just a breath of awareness of love and wisdom at hand, we can then act in a way that's more healing and which will likely leave us feeling better in the end as well. I mean, just as we know, a first responder in those emergency professions must feel some certain gratification when they've done what was right with the right motives and have been able to serve a purpose higher than their own personal goals. Well, there's some thoughts for you to get you started thinking on this. I'm still reflecting on this idea myself and trying to be a better first responder. If you have any thoughts on this or want to share with me more, please don't hesitate to get in touch with me at lauramolitor@gmail.com. I'd love to connect about this or anything else you might like to discuss on your spiritual journey, living your divine purpose. I hope you know that you are really a gift to the world, and I'm very blessed to have you listening today. Thanks so much. We'll see you next week.